Riot, police and cranes on trucks moved into Mong Kok at 5 a.m. Friday, while officers insisted they were removing obstructions on the road and not the protest camp itself. A young activist, who wished to remain anonymous, said she and her friends were disappointed by the police action.
I started violently, falsely to clear all the tents, and they blocked some of my friends' tents, actually. They didn't need to do that, but they broke it. They're very good to lie to themselves. We are so angry.
Police moved in scarcely 12 hours after Liang Chengying attempted to reopen dialogue with students and other protest groups, just a week after his government unilaterally withdrew from the negotiation process. Hong Kong Federation of Students leader Alex Chow queried Liang's sincerity in offering talks. He said the proposal was inconsistent with police orders to clear the streets and the government's refusal to provide constitutional alternatives to Beijing's decision to vet candidates for elections in 2017, the main catalyst for the three-week occupation.
Hong Kong people and citizens and students, they have provided different possibilities for the government to solve the current problem. But so far, we could not see any concrete proposal proposed by the government. So, well, it really depends on the government if there will be any concrete result, constructive dialogue.
Accusations also continue to fly in relation to the brutal assault on Civic Party activist and social worker Ken Zeng, who, it emerged, flew back to Hong Kong from a nine-month visit to South America expressly to participate in the constitutional protests. Civic Party legislator Ronnie Tong said although he felt Liang's negotiation offer will achieve little politically, it may calm tensions that escalated after footage of the attack on Zeng was broadcast around the world Wednesday.
I think what happened 2 nights ago in fact has helped to raise the temperature of both sides yet again. I can't really say that I expect a lot of progress will come out of the talks, but I think the sooner they sit down and talk about it, the quicker temperature would die down a little bit. So I really hope that they can meet latest on Monday or Tuesday.
Attention now returns to the main Admiralty demonstration site. Pro-establishment parties insist the protests centred here are most harmful to the Hong Kong economy. However, a growing body of analysis cited in Friday's Wall Street Journal suggests the long-term economic effect will be minimal, with tourist numbers and trade figures holding up well. Local corporate governance expert David Webb adds that extended suffrage in Hong Kong should actually help improve prosperity. He says there is no large-scale economy that is prosperous that does not enjoy democracy.
I mean, eventually China is going to be a democracy itself, or it's not going to get to the levels of prosperity that its people desire. And I think most people understand that if you want free markets and the benefits of competition, then you also want that in your leadership. And they almost go hand in hand.
Protester numbers are again swelling in the Central District as the now traditional weekend of rallies and solidarity meetings approaches. Given that a clear strategy has emerged of police breaking down satellite protest camps each night this week, the government now faces the headache of what to do about the thousands of protesters entrenched in this last remaining camp, situated in the heart of the city. Ivan Broadhead for VOA News, Hong Kong.